Small.
کوچک.
Smaller.
کوچکتر.
Smallest.
کوچکترین.
Six plus to Persia.
And good afternoon. You're listening to Six Pillars to Persia here on Resonance 104.4 FM. I'm your host, Farrie Bradley, and today in the studio I have a wonderful duo who also think of themselves as an ensemble. They are one part from Iran and one part studying here in London. They are cousins. They are Mehdi and Adib Rostami, otherwise known as the Agrin Ensemble. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Hello.
How are you feeling this groggy morning?
Yeah, it's okay.
It's good of you to come in because...
the good weather and everything is okay.
That's right. You've come to London, Mehdi, to perform. You're going to perform on the 22nd.
Yeah, it's good feeling and I'm waiting for playing.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have any stress or anything because I love my performing in any concerts and I'm waiting for that.
I know, I can tell. You both really are keen to play, and you were kind enough to play at the opening of Lyrical Easternisms at Gingrich, which we did as part of the Shubak Festival. And that was you were very successful. I mean, they asked you to come back and play another encore. Did you enjoy that, Adib?
Yeah, actually, it was very nice. And actually, they loved our music. And at first time, I told to Mehdi that maybe there's such kind of the audience that we have, maybe they don't like our music. But when we played, they liked it.
Yeah, it gave you confidence.
Yeah. And, you know, actually our performance was completely improvisation. In each performance, before the performance, we try to, you know, make our mind as much as possible, you know, blank.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Naturally, you don't use any drugs or anything.
No.
I'm joking. Yeah. Now, how do you do that naturally? I mean, are you quite spiritual as a family or as a friends?
Actually, you know, Mehdi is my cousin. Yes. And I think it's more than 20 years we know each other. I cannot say, you know, we cannot say that our family, our relationship doesn't affect on our performance. Actually, it's very, you know, it was very good because sometimes we don't need any practice and we know each other very well and we know what's going on, you know, after the each melodies, and I know how Mehdi is thinking and Mehdi knows I'm thinking about the performance. And you know, before the performance, you know, we try to, you know, think about nothing, you know, to be ready for the, you know, improvisation. But you know, before the each concert, we think about, you know, something like the history, you know, something like story or history about something. You know, we have a plan.
Oh, you make a kind of theme.
Yeah, this is the first point. This is the last point. We finish it from this point. But between this, you know, A and B, we don't know what's going on. You know, and it depends on the atmosphere we have on the concert.
So there's no actual process that you do in kind of meditation to get your mind blank. You just say, now let's blank our minds and let's think about the, you know, Shahnameh, something like that.
Some poems or something like that. Sometimes we just think a song together. And
you think of a song?
Yeah. Anything. And we choose one poem and singing. And thinking about the meaning of the dead poems and try to be relaxed. And
that's nice. So is your family like that, or is it because you studied music? Where did you learn this? Music or family?
Both of them.
Both.
Because we have some musician in our family and they try to understand us that the music is okay and you can try that.
Okay. Did you play this instrument? What is your instrument?
This is shurangiz. It's a new instrument in Iran.
Why is it new?
Because it's combined from some instruments.
Which
one? Setar, tambour, and something like tar, because it's has some skins. It's from,
Let's see.
Skin.
It's beautiful to look at. Oh, yeah. Okay. So it looks like it's made of wood, but at the bottom there's actually a goat skin or something.
Yeah.
And you have six strings in pairs.
Six strings. We have it also in Iran, which call it tar.
Yeah.
That instrument has six strings also. Oh, okay. But sitar has four strings. This se means three in Persian, but it has four strings, sitar, but shurangiz has six strings, and it's help us to make the new songs and effective songs. It's very
effective. You mean get the audience to go blank as well? Is that what you're aiming for? Because your CD, which you've released, which you're selling also on at your gig, is called The Art of Improvisation in Iranian Music. So is it that you try to create a space where the audience calm down and go blank, and then you can go off on a journey together?
Exactly. We try to get them to a journey. You know the audience and the people that who are, you know, listening to our music, it's not something, you know, separate from our performance. You know, it's a part of our performance, and it depends how they, you know, listen to our music and how they feel. You know, if the atmosphere is, you know, going well, definitely our performance would be good.
I hate to say this, but it's quite common for Iranians to talk during a performance. They don't feel that they need to sit quietly. Yeah. So how does that affect your work? Because English, we don't tend to talk during a performance. It's considered rude. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel when people are chattering away?
Honestly, when they are speaking during our performance, honestly, it's annoying us. You know, but we try to, you know, play and to get their attention, you know, to listen. If your audience, they are speaking during your performance, definitely your music is not good, or they don't like it.
Mm. So maybe they're just not very used to listening to music, or they, you know, their mind is too busy and they're not in the right mood.
Two people, three people, it's a common thing in the room. But if the, you know, 50% of the audience, they are speaking, so you are not successful in your performance.
Maybe so. Iranians need a third person during the performance who stands in the audience and kind of tames the audience. So if there's any noise, they come over and they say, shh, please respect. Can train people.
Maybe.
Now, you call yourselves ensemble. You're actually two people.
Yep.
But on the CD, you have a third person, Sohail Razaghi.
Sohail Razaghi, vale.
Who's he?
Yeah, he's my friend, and he plays also percussion tombak, like Adib. He couldn't come here because, you know, we need to take the visa and something like that, and the plan is very expensive.
Yes, it
everything
is
very hard.
Yeah. And the library, you're playing in Kensington Library.
The name is the Kensington Central Library, but they have the concert hall.
Oh, they have a proper concert hall?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And that's expensive too?
Yeah, that's expensive. Mm. You know, the flight is expensive. We don't need the accommodation. But
no, but still, you know, this always is falling on the artists to do all this.
You know, releasing the CD, actually, it's expensive, you know. Mm. The brochure, printing the brochure, flyer, and everything, you know, plan. You know, the marketing, actually. We had, you know, too many advertisements in Facebook, so it
So you really have to love your music to do it, because you have to really believe in what you're doing. You're probably not going to make a profit. You're probably just going to make something
back. At the beginning, we need to spend some money, and then, you know, we definitely, if our music is successful, we will get some award, maybe. You know, why we like to have more, actually, foreign audience.
Yes.
Rather than the Iranian one.
Because they tend to listen quietly, the foreign audience. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, that's the thing. But we believe, you know, me and maybe we believe that if we have more foreign audience, British audience, you know, and if we are successful in our music, to introduce the Iranian music in a good way, you know, with a high quality. So maybe in the future, the other musicians who are living in Iran, and they are so talented, the young generation. So that would be, you know, maybe we can find the easier way.
Maybe,
you know, because we introduce our music, and most of the people, they know our music, actually, the foreign, you know, audience. So that would be easier for the other, you know, musician to come here.
Okay, so you're saying you're, like, paving a way for other people to follow you.
For other
so,
way.
So you're introducing them.
Yeah, other people, and also for us, you know, that would be easier, you know, when the all, you know, all the people, all the country, you know, they know our music, so that would be easier to invite us or, you know, and also other musicians to come here, London, New York, Paris to perform. But, you know, like the, what the, actually the Indian guys, they did, you know, in London.
Indian classical.
Yeah, actually, yeah. When in London, when we say to British people, you know, to do you know any about the, you know anything about the Indian music? Definitely, they will say we know sitar, tabla, Ravi Shankar,
Zakir Hussain.
Yeah, that's it. So that's very good because they had many performances. Actually, they didn't have any problem for the visa.
No,
so that's a big problem for Iran.
Yes.
So and in some cases, you know, the Iranian music, you know, and the situation we have, it's, you know, combined with the politics, you know, thing.
Yes, but in some way that makes it more important. The fact that it's difficult to have Iranian musicians here makes it more important for us to try and hear them.
But actually, we are, you know. We cannot do anything about the politics.
No.
You know, we cannot, and it's not our business.
No.
Our personal view is that something, you know, different. And but we cannot do anything about it. But we try to actually, you know, present and introduce our music.
Yes, it's very brave of you because your music is very understated. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to appeal to people's gentler and more subtle side. Whereas a lot of musicians who've become quite well known outside Iran tend to have a very big sound or very, you know, costumes or something that makes people remember them. So you're really going for the classy music itself, you know, it's very gentle, understated, trying to bring out the best
you know,
in people.
Actually, the improvisation is we can say that it is the top notch in the Iranian music, you know. So
it's not easy. Come on, let's hear some. That's enough talk. Let's have some music. We're going to have Sayed Esfahan. What does that mean?
Esfahan, it's a mode in Iranian music, which call it Dastkar.
Yes.
Yeah. And Avaz. Esfahan is also Avaz. And
Esfahan is a place, though.
No, it's a place also.
Yeah, yeah. But it's something else too.
Nothing.
What is it?
Actually, the Esfahan. We have actually the Persian classic repertoire. We call it Dastgah. So we have seven Dastgah.
Seven Dastgah and five Avaz.
Five Avaz, you know, and the Esfahan is one of the. The Avaz actually, and so one of the branch of the.
Okay, so it's like a scale.
Okay. Exactly, it's a scale.
Like a scale. Thank you.
Wow, that was amazing. Totally amazing. That was the end of a very long track, a 23-minute improvisation by the Agrin Ensemble. And you were playing together, yeah?
No, actually, this track, it was Mehdi and Soheir Razzaq.
You've been replaced, Adib. So I was just talking to Mehdi while that was playing, and it was fascinating. You said you went to India to study study English, really.
Yeah.
And you were studying music rhythm at the same time.
Yeah, in India, 10 years ago, I lived to India for studying classical music. Mm-hmm. But after some months, I'm thinking it's not my music and I don't like that. Oh. I don't like to play piano. I'm an Iranian musician and it's not to me.
You couldn't take your string instrument with you to India?
Yeah, but not at that department, okay. Classical department. And I choose some courses in Indian classical music department, and most actually in rhythm, I like that.
And you learned something useful.
I learned.
Was it useful?
It's very useful.
Yeah. How's your Hindi?
It's nothing.
Tomorrow Hindi kaise hai?
You know, when you're walking in India, nobody's talking with you in Hindi. Anybody knows English.
Really?
Really.
But did they realize you were a foreigner because you look Indian?
Yeah, no. My look like is different.
No, you look totally Indian.
Really?
Yeah, Kashmiri.
Kashmiri.
Yeah, something like that. You've got blue eyes, you two, as well, which really freaked me out when I first met you.
Green eyes.
How did you get blue eyes? Do all your family have that?
My mother is also green.
Green?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
amazing.
Actually. The family, actually. Yeah. Two or three people, you know. We know.
Three people has a green
eye. That's great. When people take photos, you should open your eyes a bit to show off.
No. It's a good show.
Now, we were talking a little bit about what you go through when you perform, like the intensity that you feel when you're improvising, because obviously you have to stay very alert. Tell me, Adib, a bit about the experience. Like, how do you feel when you're performing and afterwards?
Actually, when you want to improvise something, you know, it's not something that after 2 years or 3 years practicing, learning music, running classical music, you can improvise. It's not like that, you know. You should wait for something around, I think, 5.
Maybe 10.
Yeah. Maybe 10. 5 is at least. And to learn all the classical repertoire, we call it daska, and you know, to practice and memorize all of them very good, you know, actually learn the folklore melodies from all parts of the Iran. And
did you learn folklore
melodies? Actually, not all of them, but we are from the Kurdish part of Iran, Kermanshah.
Are you?
So,
all right.
So actually, it's a natural thing that sometimes the Mehdi plays some Kurdish melody or something like that.
Some of the Kurdish music is my favorite, actually. It's very gentle.
Yeah. It's very nice. You know, so you should learn all of them, and then in your way that you like it, you improvise it. You know, you use, you know, each part of them, and you use your melody. Actually, you create your melody. So it takes it takes a long time.
Mm. Like being a doctor.
Exactly, And when you want to improvise, actually, when we have a concert or we want to improvise something, at that time, the concert is not 100% improvisation on that time. You know, 70% is something that, you know, we practice in many years ago.
Because in Indian music, at least I've understood because I studied that, they play a sort of well-known raga, and then they play it, they go into it, and then they do half of the phrase fixed, and then the other half they go off into some crazy tangent, and then when the downbeat of the drum comes, they come back onto the song. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a root and a massive.
But
throwing
it's different
it
with Iranian music.
It's different.
Yeah, it's
how
different.
Is it different?
In Indian music, they use the raga and they're playing around that, not going out of that raga. But in Iranian music, it's not like that. You're talking about the doctors, and it's same as doctors. And if you want to be an improvisation, but it's not.
I think if you want to be an improvisation doctor, it's very dangerous. What are you saying?
No. When you're going to university for studying something, you will be a doctor, maybe.
Yes.
Okay. and if you're going to dent, you will be dentist.
Yes.
But in music, it's different. If you're going to school of music, you will not be an improvisation or improvisation artist. You should practice more. Maybe after 10 years, 20 years, you will not be an improvisation man, you know?
So you're saying to me that improvisation is not something you can learn,
but
from a course. It's something you have to develop on your own through massive application.
Exactly.
Why is Iranian improvisation different from Indian? Because you leave the dastgah, you leave the awaz.
Yeah. You know, we have some modes in Iranian music, and we compose some songs on there. But in Indian music, they have some ragas, and they use that ragas. Okay, and change something inside that. But in Iranian music, it's different. We have one mode. Maybe we have charga or mahur. It's mahur is same as measure skills.
Okay,
and the skills is same. But we use just that one skills and made the songs on there.
But isn't that the same thing as a raga?
Really?
No. I'm asking. Sure? I don't know.
No, no. You know, in Iranian music, we choose, you know, we learn the dastgah, so we know what's going on the mahur, on charga, on Isfahan, nava, and what is the scale. So during the improvisation, we choose just the scale. You know, many times we don't, you know, use or create any melody based on the basic melody we learn in the dastgah. Just we use the mode, you know. So when the audience they listen, they can just you know, they can recognize, yes, this is Isfahan. But the melody we use, we create, it is not the same thing that we learn on the dastgah or in the classical repertoire.
Okay, well, that sounds great. I think we should hear some. Are you going to improvise in the studio?
Yeah. It's okay.
Wonderful. Let's have a little section of improvisation by the Agrin Ensemble.
Thank you. Thank you.
was amazing, really wonderful. I thought that you were going to start really quietly and stay quiet and then get louder, but you actually had a lot of waves in it, so it was getting quickly loud and then going down.
Really?
Yeah, it was brilliant. And fast and then slower. Yeah, it was exciting. So tell us a little bit about the charangis that you're playing, because it's very melodic.
Yeah, it's very melodic and it's very effective also, I had to say.
When you say effective, what effect are you trying to get?
Yeah, if you hear the songs in sitar, you have very reverbs or something like that. But it has something inside it because it has a big, which call it coste.
Oh, the bass.
Yeah, bass.
So it has its own reverb.
Yeah, yep. Something like that. Mm. If you hear it, it's... too much reverb.
It's fantastic. It's
yeah,
really
it's
good.
Fantastic.
And you're playing at the Buxton Music Festival, or something?
Yeah, 18th of July. Yeah, we will have a concert. It's the first time in the Buxton Festival, and Iranian actually.
How
gigs.
On earth? How did you set that up?
Actually, when I came to the London, it was very important for me, you know, to introduce the Iranian music. And actually, I tried to find a music festival, international music festival that they like world music. Mm. I've sent, you know, our track to Buxton Festival or another festival that...
And they liked it?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Because you sent it to me on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
And I listened to it and then it carried on playing because in SoundCloud it plays one track after another after another. And I suddenly realised it was having a good effect on me. But I must tell you, if you're listening at home, that there is absolutely no replacement for hearing it live. You'll never, ever get proper feeling. You have to go along and really hear it from good quality sort of sound set up in the PA.
Yeah.
And that will be a different experience completely.
Yeah. And actually, after the Buxton Festival in 22nd of July in Kensington Central Library in London, we will have another concert.
That's just your concert?
Yeah. Actually, I organized the concert.
So we have to come along and support you. How much is a ticket?
£12.
That's quite a lot if you're a student.
Yeah, but we can make it, you know, for the student, actually, for £10. I know, you know, maybe in the, you know, if you go to the Royal Festival Hall, Queen Elizabeth Hall, you will find some gigs. Mm. £8, £5. Mm. Royal Festival Hall, £5.
Yes.
It's very good. But we cannot make it, you know, £5, £8, because we don't have any sponsor. Right. That's the problem. We know that sometimes it's
And this is a very rare concert. Like, if you don't catch the 22nd of July, then Mehdi's going back to Iran and you'll have to go to Iran to hear this kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, but for next year we have some, you know, we have some program, some plan to have concert in London and another city, Manchester, and another country, actually.
Well, I hope it goes really well on July 22nd. I will definitely be there.
Okay.
And you're also going to be on BBC Persian, and lots of good things are happening. So all the best to the Agrin Ensemble. Before you go, what does Agrin mean?
Agrin means the fire.
Actually,
the fire?
It's a Kurdish name.
Yes?
And it means fire.
Mm, that's a very important element in Persian history. So you've been listening to Six Pillars to Persia here on Resonance 104.4 FM. I was your host, Farah Bradley, and my guests Mehdi and Adib Rostami were in the studio from the Agrin Ensemble.